We're going to talk about this next, though. A new book called The Greatest of Great Escapes, Rotherham United's Finest Hour, described as the story of one of the most astounding comebacks in modern football history. It's talking about the time that Neil Warnock came here to the New York Stadium. I remember it well, and talked about everything to do with that time and that great escape that happened with Rotherham United. The author, Holly Hunt, joins us on the phone now. Good evening, Holly.
Evening, Rob. Thanks for having me on, first of all. I sort of joked last week when it was World Book Day that it was the main motivation behind writing the book was just so all Rotherham fans could go to school and work dressed as Richard Wood. But, yeah.
I love it, Holly. And do you know, I love this story as well, because one of my favourite games that I've ever commentated on or reported on was the Rotherham 3 Derby 3 game in the season that you are writing about. And Rotherham were 3-0 down with about 8 minutes left. I can remember the Derby fans to the right here of where I'm sat, and they were serenading the manager, who was it Darren Wassell, I think it was, somebody like that. He was the youth coach who'd been promoted, and he was applauding the fans and lapping it up. And then in about 8 minutes' time, it was 3-3, and all the fans were giving him grief and telling him to clear off. It was hilarious, just the about turn and everything like that. But it was a great story, wasn't it? Tell us a bit about why you wanted to write about it.
Yeah, I mean, during that unbeaten run, I think it was sort of 11 games, and it was the last time we'd managed a run like that at this level in the second tier was obviously the mid-60s. But yeah, that Derby game, I think it was the 83rd minute or something like that, and we got the first goal, and obviously Leon Best scored a couple. But yeah, I mean, that game was just sort of a microcosm of the whole season, wasn't it, really? I mean, the unbeaten run, we had the Sheffield Wednesday game, and with the Warnock connection, of course, the Leeds game with the Evans connection, because he'd gone over there. The Middlesbrough, which I just remember as being quite a smash and grab. And of course, the MK Dons game, when that all but pretty much sealed survival. But yeah, I think that season, it's just a... just the importance of the chapter as the sort of promotions that came before. I mean, especially during that time, there wasn't a dull moment supporting Rotherham, and I was a season ticket holder myself that season after going to all the games, and it was just an incredible... I mean, the season before had gone down to the wire, obviously with the points deduction late in the day, but that season was more of the same, if not better. And obviously Neil Warnock is a legend in South Yorkshire more broadly, and not just Rotherham. Of course, he'd played for us before, which was quite before my time of supporting the club. But yeah, I think it was just a sort of a great story, and all the sort of subplots in that when, you know, going back and looking at it and researching all the sort of things that were going on in amongst that, just kind of made the whole season, even before Neil Warnock came, towards the end of those last sort of couple of months of the season.
Yeah, there's a couple of Warnock moments from that I remember, little stories that I've got, Holly. Can you remember they played Reading quite early in his tenure down at the Nadeski?
Yeah.
And they were rubbish, to be honest, and they lost 1-0. And it was before he turned things around, and you have to come up the lift to do a press conference at the Nadeski. And he'd come up, and then we were all heading down together. There was me, and I think Paul Davis was there, and another journalist, and Warnock turned to us all and went, "What am I doing here?" Because we just found it difficult. But then the next game, I think, was the Middlesbrough game that created the spark. And then from there, it was just, he waved his magic wand again. And then you mentioned the Wednesday game. I'll never forget doing Praise or Grumble when he came in after. And he sat down and I said, "Neil, congratulations, a win at Hillsborough." And he went, "Well, I always enjoy love coming here, don't I? And I tell you what, it's a shame we can't play him every week, then we'd definitely stay up." And it was a great line. And you know what? And all the Wednesday fans messaged in, Ollie, and just went, "Fair play, he's had us there." You know, even they were willing to accept Neil Warnock's banter on that day. But it was magical, wasn't it? And he has been capable of those moments in his career, hasn't he?
Yeah, and I mean, the Huddersfield exploits afterwards just kind of prove that. And I mean, we played them, I think, during that that unbeaten run. But I think at that point, the Reading game, that was our lowest point. We were something like 9 points adrift, and that, you know, it looked well out of sight. It was out of our hands. And then I think that I say that kick-started the unbeaten run. The first game was Brentford, and it ended with Wolves, which is when we sort of officially stayed up. But yeah, it's just always entertaining with him around. But it was just sort of an incredible few months to end that that season. It'd, you know, been through three managers, a couple of caretakers. It had just been an incredible sort of season and way to stay up, really.
So, in terms of the book, when is it available? Is it available now? When will it be out? And if you're a Miller, how can you get hold of it?
Yes. So it's out now. There's sort of different ways that you can buy it. Probably the main one's Amazon, where people go these days. You can also get it through the websites of WH Smith and your Waterstones. But it is out now on Amazon. It's been out for a couple of weeks. So yeah, hopefully get some good reviews. Hopefully people enjoy it. Looking back on that, obviously it's been sent out to a few players that were involved in sort of sharing their stories. So hopefully some sort of exclusive anecdotes and things like that for people to enjoy. But yeah.
Well, Holly, I'm really looking forward to reading it, and we need to get you in one day if we can, and we can have a bigger conversation about Rotherham United and all of these great memories that you put down on the page.
Yeah, brilliant. That'd be absolutely brilliant.
Cheers, Holly. Thanks for joining us on Football Heaven tonight. That is Holly Hunt. Her new book is called The Greatest of Great Escapes, Rotherham United's Finest Hour. The story of Neil Warnock's magic trick that he pulled off to keep Rotherham United up.